Welcome to Enneagram with JB, a podcast about Enneagram personalities, where you'll uncover and discover more about yourself and others through the helpful tool of the Enneagram. I'm your host, Julie Underwood.
Hey guys, so today we're going to do something a little bit different than the podcast. I want to get real with you guys. I want to get honest about what growth work has looked like for me in my life so that you are encouraged to continue to do your own work. It was a long time ago, actually, that I started this growth work journey, and it happened in a very heartbroken place, I would have to say. But before we get there, let me just back you up a little bit more. So I got married at 21 to a guy that swept me off my feet, and I thought, this is it. This is going to be great. He is going to be my knight in shining armor. It's going to be awesome. My life is going to be beautiful. Moved to Nashville, Tennessee right after I got married and just started this journey, okay? And with no self-awareness, really, you guys, at 21, how much self-awareness do we actually have? But with no self-awareness, didn't understand the motivations behind my behaviors, didn't even know my behaviors. This is just who I am, is really how I functioned from, and so did he. So we both were kids doing this thing called life together, with a hopes that it would be beautiful and that we would have this thriving family and, you know, all the things. And what we, you know, quickly found out was that life was a whole lot harder than that. And merging two people into marriage is difficult, two different ways of viewing the world, two different backgrounds, to different value systems. And we didn't have a long history of dating. So, true seven fashion, we dated for 9 months, long distance, and I married him. And so, you know, when we think about that part of the story, it plays into how well did I know him and how well did he know me? And so not super great, guys, not super great. But 25 years later, here we are. What it took was a lot of hard work, a lot of understanding, a lot of grace, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of love in the process, and a lot of choosing to love each other in spite of, you know, situations throughout the years. But on the journey of marriage and family and all of this, 2 years into marriage, we found out that I could not have babies. Or so they said. And so we started this long process of infertility and just the devastation that comes with that being part of your story as a woman, just feeling like, you know, I couldn't do what I should be able to do. And, you know, maybe it's from my past, maybe all these different things played into my mind. We adopted our first child when he was 4 weeks old. We brought him home, and he is the boy that made me a mom, and he is precious. He's 22 years old now. And then a year later, got pregnant with my daughter, unsuspected, like out of the blue, kind of a big surprise. And then 4 years later, I got pregnant with twins, which we do not have twins in our family. It was definitely a God thing. His hand was upon all of this. But in the story of all of this, there was a lot of life that got lived inside of this, and there was a lot of striving, and there was a lot of trying to survive inside of marriage and motherhood and moving and changing and all the things. I'm married to an Enneagram 3, so he is super driven, and he is a workaholic. He would definitely tell you that himself. He loves to work. He finds a lot of validation in work. And so as an Enneagram 7, I oftentimes felt like I was over there like waving my hands like, hey, do you remember that we did this thing called marriage? Hey. And in it, we just learned to survive. You know, Enneagram 7s are like, if you're okay, I'm going to figure out how to be okay. We're positive outlook. We're, you know, we're going to be the life of the party. We're going to have a good time. We're going to reframe things to the positive. A lot of that happened in the beginning of our story. We had a lot of fun, and a lot of heartache at the same time. Both of those things are true. But it was several years after all of the children were on the scene and we were in full-time ministry, and I had found myself in a really dark place. I felt like I was alone. I felt overwhelmed. I felt unseen. I felt just like, I don't know that I can keep doing this. I felt like, just like probably I was a burden. And also, I felt abandoned in a lot of different ways. And so it just felt exhausting. And here I am, mama 4 and husband in ministry. So you learn to put the mask on, put a smile on, keep going. Everything's going to be fine. Only to find yourself crying in the bathroom and nobody can see you. Or, you know, just kind of numbing out, checking out however you can, you know, because the pain is too great. And on this particular day, this day really changed the trajectory of my entire life. I had loaded all the kids up into the car, strapped them in, put the music on, gripped the steering wheel, and just tears streaming down my face. And in that, I drove to my destination, dropped the kids off, went into the bathroom, and sobbed uncontrollably. When I stepped out of the bathroom, my husband was standing there, and he looked at me confused, perplexed by what in the world was the matter. I was all red and puffy in my face, and I had the Kleenex in my hand. And he said, what happened? And I just said, I'm not okay. And he said, what do you mean you're not okay? I'm like, I'm not okay. And he's like, do you need to go to Starbucks? Like, what do you need? And I just remember saying like, oh, this is so much bigger than Starbucks. And I needed so much more in that moment. And thankfully he showed up. He leaned in. And from that day forward, we embarked on a lifetime of learning and discovering about ourselves through different therapy modalities, and our faith plays a major role in why we're where we are today. But it took both of us leaning in and listening and caring and understanding that we were not okay. I was not okay. We were not okay together. It was all kind of a mess, and that we needed help. So as this Enneagram 7 does not want to feel pain, doesn't want to be trapped in emotional pain or anything like that, I recognized the only way to get out of this was to feel it. You have to feel to heal. And I was willing to do that really hard work. Now, I did it slow. It wasn't fast. It was a slow burn. It was like a very slow, painful journey of healing that I'm still on today. And so I want to encourage you guys that the work is worth it. It took a long time to get to the place that I broke down to know that I needed the work. And then it took a long time to work through the healing side of the work. But as I sit here today, as a 46-year-old woman, I don't look like that 21-year-old. I don't look like that 31-year-old either. I feel like I have good self-awareness. I can understand why I do what I do. I know my patterns of behavior, all these kind of things. I can hold space for myself, and I can hold space for other people to be who they are. And so I want to encourage you guys on this journey of healing and health and growth and understanding yourself and self-awareness, all the words that we want to use, you know, to really do this beautiful work, that the work is worth it. If you want to see change, if you don't want to be stuck, if you want to do things differently, then you get to make the choice to change, that we cannot wait on another human to change. Like, somebody else changing does not change us. We have to do the work around change. So be the change agent for you, for in your own life. What do you want to do? Where do you want to see growth? What are the things that are working and not working? Take ownership of your own story. Take ownership of your own decisions, your own bad decisions. Even if something happened to you, what did you do after the fact? Okay, so a lot of life happens to us, but what we do with the after the fact really, really matters. Do we get stuck and trapped and patterns that that keep us stuck and trapped? Sometimes we do. But it's when we see that we're stuck and that we're trapped and we wave the white flag and we ask for somebody to help me get out of this place, that we move towards people for growth. We move towards people for lifelines. We move towards people that can really help us to know that we're not alone in this. That is where a lot of the change happens. We are, you know, human beings created for connection. So we heal in community. And so we need to move towards people to help us to find the healings, whether that's through therapy, whether that's through coaching, whether that's through different modalities. I want you guys to take notice of what you need, where you are on your stage of life. Are you like the 21-year-old that's like, we're just in it to win it. We're doing this. It's amazing. Are you the 31-year-old that is like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed by life. I don't even know what to do. How can I reach out for help? Who can I ask for help? Or are you, you know, along the journey further than that even, and you feel like, I'm getting the help that I need. I just need the continuing support of the people around me. So I would love to be part of that voice and that continuing support through the work that I do with Enneagram awareness. And through this podcast, through bringing different guests to you guys to help you guys hear different modalities and have different understanding and hear different Enneagram types and how they're processing through different parts of their story. I'd love for this to be a resource for you. I'd also love for you guys to sign up for my email. You can go to enneagramwithjb.com on my website, sign up to get my emails. I send out emails every single week with information for growth, information for personal awareness. Also, you guys can follow me on social media, Enneagram with JB. And so I'm really great on Instagram talking back. So if you guys find me on Instagram and you want to ask me questions, I'm happy to lean in and help and answer what I can answer or resource you in whatever way I can. And then there's so much more coming out this next year with Enneagram with JB. So you guys keep in tune to what I'm doing. Be a part of this community and let's all move towards growth. Okay, let's do this together. Let's get honest. Let's get real. Let's get vulnerable. And let's move towards growth in our own personal lives. Let's take ownership of our choices and choose different, choose better, choose wise so that we can get where we're trying to go.
Thank you for joining us today. Join us next time as we continue our conversation about the Enneagram and what it means for your relationships. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. And while you're there, we'd love for you to leave a review. Your kind words help others find the show. For more great Enneagram content, resources, and individual coaching, you can visit enneagramwithjb.com. We'll see you next time on Enneagram with JB.